Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Donna Sattler, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and credit guru Gary Novell.
Good evening and welcome to the evening portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago, the evening edition. I'm David Hochberg. We're here for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking real estate with you. Phone lines are open. MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm here alone, so we need you to load up the phone lines and text messages with whatever you want to talk about. We have experts on call, and I will be sure, I promise, to get them online with all of your questions. 312-981-7200. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We're here until 7, so light up the phones, light up the text lines. We'd love to help you with all of your real estate challenges. Driving down here, boys, I got this. David, a client of yours from a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember me, but the first house I was going to buy had $50,000 worth of foundation problems that you and PermaSeal found out and pointed out prior to me purchasing that $200,000 home. Anyway, I was looking to refinance. Can you do that? Point me in the right direction. I'm at 4.125, $138,500 left. He's got 800 credit scores. He's a third shift union worker, works his tail off. His home has appreciated. He bought it at 165. He has private mortgage insurance. He says his home's worth about 250. Already completed an online application. Here's the deal, everybody out there. If you are in a rate that starts with a 4, that is way too high. The rates now are in the low 3s, high 2s, depending upon what you have. You want to pay closing costs, get a closing cost credit. So what I told this young man, he was like 25 years old a couple of years ago. He's 28. I'll be 54 on Christmas. So anybody in their 20s is still a young man to me. We're going to get him down, knock him out of PMI, save him a ton of money. So if you have a rate in the 4s, you need to call a mortgage professional that you trust, that you've done business with, that you like, whoever you want to do, and get into 3s. Because right now is an unbelievable opportunity to save a ton of money. It's found money. This guy right here, I'll bet you he's going to save over $150, almost $200 a month just by sending me a text message as I'm driving down to do the show. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text messages are already coming in. We got a couple for Don already. We have a couple for Stephen A. Leahy. I'm going to have them call in. Got a couple of fireplace questions, so I'm going to reach out to Mike Bodart from Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace to get him on the line. Here's a hardwood floor question, so I'll make sure that Igor calls in. We've got the experts here for you to answer all of your questions, so if you've got any questions, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. I know we just started the show, but I want to save as much time as we can going on to answer all of your text questions and all your phone calls. One more time, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. Love to hear from you. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The whole rhythm section was purple gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. You can go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, for all of the experts' contact information. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and I am David Hochberg, your host. We have Marissa on line one. How are you, Marissa?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, great. I appreciate you being the first caller. How can we help you?
Yes. I purchased this home back in 2012, and it was a remodel home. And somehow, well, everything was going okay. But about a year and a half, I noticed that in the kitchen, the floor started different levels. It looks like it. And there's some cracking, like it sounds. Every time you step on it, yeah, it makes a sound. So I believe I got a plumber who went under the crawl space, and he told me that he sees some cracks on the in one of the foundations,
yeah,
on the bottom. I don't know, well, what it was the name of it, but I believe they need to put something in there, like a bin. Something like that?
It's an epoxy. I know enough to talk about it. I am not going to be the guy that is going to be the one injecting it. There are ways to fix foundations that I've learned over the past 3 years from Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. And what I'm going to do, yeah, Marissa, is I'm going to give you his number.
Oh, okay.
You have a pen and a piece of paper or something or a pencil to write on?
Yes, I do.
All right, here you go. Call up the unbelievable professionals at PermaSeal. They did my put drain tile in my old house that I sold. They gave just unbelievable service. I can't speak any highly of them because I've experienced their work. 630-241-8810. So repeat it back to me. I want to make sure you have it. So what number did I just give you, Marissa?
630-241-8810.
You got it. You call them up. You told them that you heard it on Home Sweet Home Chicago. The inspection and the consultation is free. They're not going to charge you, and they'll tell you exactly what you need. And if you want to encapsulate that crawl space as well to make it usable space in your house, they'll give you a quote on that as well.
Okay, thank you. Any particular person I need to speak to?
Nope. You just call up that number. One of their phone representatives will pick up. Just let them know that you heard it on Home Sweet Home Chicago, and they'll schedule a time to come to your house that fits your schedule. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Happy holidays, by the way.
Well, thank you. And the best thing is, like right now, they have. Roy was in here last weekend, and he mentioned something about an 18-month same as cash. So, for those of our listeners out there that want to take advantage of 0% financing, if you qualify for 18 months to get your job done, this is an excellent time to do that. Okay, Marissa?
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for the information.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Hang on. We want to get your information and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That was Marissa from Bensonville. Thanks for calling. Hey, Donna Sattler, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you. Now, did I see somewhere that you cut your hair and dyed it red?
For charity. Plus I'm in a band.
You did.
Yeah, I look like a overweight and oversized Oompa Loompa is what I'm going with. It's a good look. I got
I hope you're going to keep it for next week when I'll be on the show.
Most likely, because it needs to grow out so I can cut it all off. So I was on with John Williams. For our listeners that don't know, we did a telethon, a money raise-a-thon, I think they call it, the Red Kettle, virtual Red Kettle was the official term. And we raised over, when I called in on Friday, I called in, we were like at $169,500.
Nice.
I mean, last year we raised like $75,000. So unbelievable response by the WGN listeners. And me thinking, you know, that we would never hit 80 grand. I'm like, yeah, I'll dye my hair red. You know, if we hit 80. And to tell you what, I'll go one step further. If we hit 85, I'll put a white stripe down the middle of it. And boom. After the first hour, we were like $78,000. I'm like, all right, guess I'm getting my hair dyed red.
Better call the hairdresser.
So I want to thank Don Tracy and Lauren for doing all the coming in early on Thursday to cut Joe Brand's hair. That was part of the deal as well, and dyeing my hair, Salon Donato in Palatine off of Dundee Road. So let's talk about real estate
in my neck of the woods,
right across from the Home Depot off of Dundee and I think 53, right there.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, they do a great job. So definitely patronize them if you can. I tried to pay them for the haircut, Joe's haircut, and my dye job, and they won't take any money. So kudos to them. for opening up early and taking care of us. We were there for almost 2 hours, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, Joe had a lot of hair to cut. All right, so I want to talk about...
All for a good cause, right?
Unbelievable cause. Salvation Army of Chicago, close to just south of 170 grand. So very...
Nice.
Special shout out to the WGN listeners for being very, 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 very giving this holiday season when a lot of people are hurting and need that extra support. So we received a text message here on the Mega Pros text line. Is now a good time going into the holidays, right? We just finished Chanukah, mm-hmm. if you will, last mm-hmm. night, and going into the Christmas and Kwanzaa and all the other holidays with the new year. A texter says, I'm thinking about selling my house. Is now a good time, or should I wait until after the first of the year? What do you say about that, Donna?
Well, you know, historically, it has not been the best time of the year to put your house on the market. But like a lot of other things this year, we're not seeing normal. So there is still a very big demand for houses on the market. My dog just jumped up here. I'm sorry. So that we're still having a big demand for houses. So yes, now is a good time. And traditionally, spring market starts at the end of January or right after Super Bowl. So we're really only talking about now about a month difference.
Right.
So, you know, I would make this a very individual type recommendation. You know, if they're having a lot of family coming in and friends coming in, maybe it's best to wait until the first of the year. But in terms of demand and having showings and getting your house sold, if you look at it, the homes are probably going to stay on the market just 5 days longer than they normally would, is what we've seen historically. So the answer to that question was, if you want to put your house in the market in December, absolutely. It will sell.
773.
I'm putting one on at the end of the week.
Well, congratulations. 773 would like to know, if I'm listing my house during the holiday time, should I take down all of my decorations?
That's another good question. I would say that decorations will give a nice warm feeling to the home if they're not over the top. And I would highly recommend that they be tasteful, simple greens, ribbons, those luminaire type candles, which are candles that don't have flame, but they look like they do. Things like that give you a nice warm feeling. Christmas tree is okay. I would stay away from overtly religious type decorations when selling your house if it's listed. But I see no reason to take all the decorations down if they're done in moderation and, you know, tasteful.
So you know I'm into leopards on black velvet with red lights, you know, to make it look like they're jumping up with holiday garland around them. That should mm-hmm. probably be taken down. That's not a good look if I was selling my house right now.
I would highly recommend that we not go for that look.
I don't know what it is. I just love leopards on black velvet and red lights. It's just a thing.
It's a festive look, but not for selling your home.
Not for selling. That's for a festive look for you if you have no friends and you just enjoy that. Ray, we're going to bring Ray up. Ray's got a question for you on the northwest, as we say in Chicago, the northwest side. How are you, Ray?
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling. You have a question for Donna about renting.
So I live on the far northwest side. Going to be retiring in about a year or so, and I have to live in the city. So when I retire, I want to break camp and get a rental, like in the near vicinity, like maybe Northbrook, Park Ridge, Glenview, and then rent for a few years. So then when my wife retires, we could just pick up or liquid. We don't have nothing to sell, and we can move to, you know, wherever we're going to move to permanently.
Right.
And so,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood a little bit. So you want to rent? You want to rent, or you want to rent your current house?
No. I want to sell mine, but when I sell mine, I don't want to buy again. I want to rent some place in the nearby vicinity, so that when it's time to make the big move, I'm liquid. I have nothing to sell. I don't have to cross my fingers and hope my property sells or the market doesn't tank. That, you know, and I don't know if a realtor shows rentals, or is that something, a special, you know, place that has rentals? Where do I go? Do I go to a regular realtor for rentals?
That's a great question, Ray. Yes. Hang on, Donna.
It is a great question, and yes, a realtor can help you with that. here's the only problem with rentals and realtors is that not all rentals are listed with realtors. So what I often do with my clients who are looking to rent is I take the things that are available through us as realtors. We look at those, but I tell them, let's not forget about other properties that might be on the market that are not listed with the realtor so that you can get the best place for the best price. Now, the rental market likes
to... And how do you find those?
How would somebody locate that?
There's a couple of different interesting sites that you can do. Apartments.com is one. Zillow is another one. Realtor.com is another one. So that's where you... Craigslist is another one, but you have to be very careful with Craigslist because there's a lot of scams on Craigslist, and I can go into those if you'd like, but just proceed with caution. Use this as a guideline. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay.
On Craigslist.
But here's what we're going to do, Ray. I'm banging up against a break at the bottom of the hour. Okay. I'm gonna Donna handles all the areas that you're interested in for the show. Yeah. So okay. I'm going to connect you with Donna when we hang up, so Donna could give you a call back, and you guys could have some more conversation off the air, a little deeper. To make sure that that you get all your answers.
It's not a one word answer. There's a lot that goes into it. And what's your timeline, Ray?
Well, I'm going to be retiring in about a year and a half or so, but I want to get all my ducks in a row
sure.
Now.
Gotcha.
So, and then, like I said, I want to rent short term and then, break the lease or whatever when my time's up and then, we're going to head south.
Smart.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Very good.
I think it's a great time to start planning now. So when you're ready to dump, listen, I get what you're saying. This is a hot market still. Donna will agree with that. And if your home is priced under $500,000-$600,000 in between 1 to 4, it's very, very attractive right now.
Yes.
And there's a demand for that, Ray.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that you're within that $1 to $500,000 rate or the price, Ray. Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah, I'm probably fingers crossed. Hopefully about 5.5.
All right, which means he's at 475, Donna, because everybody always overestimates their house.
Well, we don't know.
I'm only joking, Ray. Ray's like, what? No, Ray, here.
Where's your house located, Ray? In the city?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the far northwest side in the Edgebrook-Sauganash area.
Perfect. Oh, okay, my God. Cool. So a firefighter or a cop is going to buy that in about 30 seconds. So that's still a hot area. So here's what we're going to do, Ray. It's right off the Edens. I know exactly where you're at. And right. we're gonna get your information to Donna. I think what you're doing and other listeners out there, strategically planning ahead, dump your house now, get into a short-term rental, be liquid. So when you're ready to retire and jump, you can retire and jump. And you know what? Instead of breaking a lease, let's find a place that's willing to do it for a year and a half or 18 months or 20 months or 22 months.
There's always a lot of different solutions that you could pursue. And we can talk about those, Ray, when we speak off the air.
All right, Ray, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Thanks for listening. Our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, enter WGN for a special promo code to get a discount. Donna, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, my friend?
They can reach me at any time on my cell phone at 847-651-3300, or they can go to DonnaSattler.com.
All right, Donna, you're going to be on next Saturday, our regularly scheduled time, 10 o'clock. Look forward to having you in. Donna, have a great evening, my friend.
Thank you. It's good talking to you, David.
Take care, babe. 312-981-72. I've known Donna a long time. Amazing realtor. Helped my parents sell their home in about under a week. So she's an amazing realtor. Strongly recommend her. Great asset for all of our listeners. Great asset for the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 847. Want to refinance? Can you help? I'm at 5.25 now. Yes. Kelly Clody will be calling you and texting you right now. She's on my team. If your loan starts, if you have a current loan, I just want to put this out there. If your current mortgage on a 30-year fixed loan is 3.5% or higher, You need to call a mortgage professional immediately in order to get that loan looked at. So now some of our listeners are going to have a loan at $30,000, $40,000, and the closing costs associated with that are not going to make sense because it's going to take you 10, 20 years to cover the closing costs on that small of a loan. But a majority of our listeners have large enough loan amounts where it does make sense. You need to talk to somebody that does this for a living. If you want us to look at it, great. If you don't want us to look at it, and you've got a friend of the family or you like your banker, just get into somebody right now and see what you can do, because they're giving money away for free, basically. I mean, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous how low rates are. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never seen it this low. 312-981-7200. Let's bring up line one and line four. Stephen A. Leahy. We have a caller for Stephen A. Leahy, plus a bunch of text messages here. 815. Hey, David, didn't forget about you. I'm the bread guy from last week. Hot and spicy cheese bread from Stella's Bakery in Madison, Wisconsin, plus spinach and cheese empanadas. Empanadas. I don't know if they're as good as your tamales last week, Sammy, that I'm still tearing up from because I don't know what the heck you put in there, like nuclear hot tamales. My digestive system enjoyed it too. FYI, so here, he said Merry Christmas, and he said Chag Sameach, which is Jewish for Happy Holidays. Mike, so Mike, I'll tell you what, we're going to be here next Saturday from 10 until either 12:45 because of Northwestern basketball. If the basketball game goes, we're out at 12:45. If not, we're here till 1. If you stop by 303 East Wacker, leave it with security at around 9:30. We'll pick it up and we'll eat it on the air and we'll give you an attaboy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Stephen A. Leahy is here. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, David. How about yourself?
I am tremendous. I am tremendous. You sound great.
Well, I'm good.
You sound great.
I am a little under the weather.
Yeah.
It always affects my voice.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. How come our board's not firing? Because I've got Lou Rawls going. Hang on one second, Stephen A. Leahy. We have Matt from Racine on the line. Matt, and I have three text messages here for you as well. Matt from Racine has a question regarding a contract sale for a rented house. Chapter 11 is involved. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, but it's not a Chapter 11. It's a Chapter 13.
Oh, my bad. If I said 11, I apologize. I'm looking at Chapter 13 on the screen, and if I said 11, I stand corrected. So here's Stephen A. Leahy. He's a bankruptcy attorney. I'm a mortgage professional, okay. Part-time radio host, full-time mortgage professional. I know nothing about this. Why don't you ask your question to our attorney, Stephen A. Leahy?
Hey, Mr. Lee, how you doing? I'm 15 months into a Chapter 13. I have a year, and I've got 14 months to close on this property. It's a rental with an option to buy, and each month I'm putting a little bit of money into the escrow to purchase the place. And I'm a third shift worker. As far as qualifying money-wise, I make over $100,000 a year. Nice. So qualifying that way won't be a problem. My problem is my credit rating is in the toilet.
Okay. Yes. This sounds more of a David question, right, David?
Okay.
Because Chapter 13, you know, might it does affect whether you can get a loan or not.
Yes, right? Okay. Now, yeah, I misread the question. I apologize, Steve. Let me jump in here.
That's right.
And bail you out, okay? So, because you don't want to go to Stephen A. Leahy when it comes to mortgages, okay? You want to go to him for IRS tax challenges.
I always send people to you anyway, David.
I know, smart move. So here's the rule, Matt, for you and everybody else out there. If you're in a Chapter 13, are you a veteran?
I am not.
Okay, and the reason I ask that, because veterans can secure a mortgage one day out of a Chapter 13, 2 years out of a Chapter 7. You could get an FHA loan. You could secure an FHA loan 1 year after a Chapter 13 discharge, 2 years after a Chapter 7 discharge. So even though you have 14 months left, unless you pay that off quicker, the clock starts when the Chapter 7 has been Chapter 13. I don't know why my chapters are so off tonight. When the Chapter 13 is satisfied in full. Okay, so
okay.
Those are your limitations. And let me just say one other thing. You said you were putting a little extra juice in on top of your rental into an escrow account. You have to prove what the current rental market will hold right now, and you can only put into an escrow account above and beyond what the current market holds for renting of the property that you're currently renting. So if the current market value for rent is $1,500, and you're giving your landlord two G's, you know, just for this example, that 500 bucks can be set aside and be included as a down payment, but you have to document what the current rental market is right now. And you probably would have to get an appraiser involved, or an appraiser would have to look back a couple of years, which they could probably do, and document what the rental market was going for in 2019 and 2020. Okay, so then above and beyond that. The other thing that you could do is, if you can't document that, whatever extra you give to your landlord, they could give you a closing cost credit up to 6% of the purchase price, just because that's an FHA rule. Okay, so that's another way around. If you're paying extra dough into it, you could get up to a 6% closing cost credit from a seller. Okay?
Okay, I do have a question. The attorney that did my Chapter 13 initially told me, before I did the Chapter 13, that after 1 year of showing payments into the Chapter 13, I'd be able to go, obtain a mortgage.
Sure.
So you're saying 1 year after the discharge?
If you own a house, okay, you're renting a house, okay?
I'm renting a house.
Right.
Correct.
But you don't own that house. If you own, if you own the house and you had a Chapter 13, your attorney is correct. You can secure a mortgage 1 year after you've been in a Chapter 13. You've been a good boy, paid on time. You get the trustee to agree to it. As long as you can roll in the outstanding balance of your Chapter 13 into your current mortgage, and you're under 80% of the value of your home. So let me just do some simple math so everybody knows what the hell I'm talking about. You owe a lot of people don't. So hang on. You owe $60,000 on your mortgage. You owe $20,000 on your Chapter 13. You're after a year. Your house is worth $100,000. 60 plus 20 is 80. You can do it, right? If you owed 80 and you owe 20 and you lived in a $100,000 home, you couldn't do it. So your attorney was right if you own the house, but you don't own that house. So that's why you attorneys should give legal advice and not mortgage advice, and kick it down to somebody who does it for a living.
This I wanted to point this out, though, about your attorney, because it is difficult when you're in Chapter 13, whenever these unusual things, because it's unusual to have one of those, you know, rent to own. That's unusual. Yeah. And Chapter 13 isn't really built for unusual circumstances.
I see. Okay.
But here's what I would do. Do you have, now, reestablishing your credit is another challenge you have, which,
yes.
Do you have anybody that you're close with that could put you onto a credit card as an authorized user to help you reestablish credit?
I do, and I was actually going to get a hold of the trustee to refinance. I could pay for a new car, but I was going to refinance a new car.
Steven, what's your thoughts on that?
First, you contact your lawyer. It's a kind of a pet peeve of mine when you said you got to get your trustee's permission. You get the judge's permission. The trustee is on the other side, so you got to go to the judge. You go to your you go to your lawyer. He's got to bring a motion to the judge. So the trustee doesn't approve it. The judge does.
I stand corrected.
Gotcha.
All right. So Matt, hang on, Matt. A great call. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. Stephen A. Leahy is going to stick around to answer some texters' questions. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have Stephen A. Leahy on the phone, but we got Jimmy with a mortgage question. Jimmy, it says here that your mortgage is too much. What does that mean, my friend?
Yeah, hey, buddy. I'm 74 years old. I owe $60,000 on the house. I pay 3.625 on my mortgage. Should I refinance now or whatever?
How much debt do you have? How much debt?
How much debt? I have no debt. I have no charge cards. I have no nothing.
All right. And how much is your home worth?
Honestly, about $239,000.
And do you have enough money to survive the rest of your life, the next 30, 40 years?
Oh, yeah. Between Kathy and I, we're making it.
All right. So should you do it? Yeah. It's going to be tough with that small of a loan amount. We could take a look at it and give you some options. How's that?
Yeah, I would like that.
Another option is a reverse mortgage. How old is your wife?
Excuse me, 74.
All right, that wasn't a trick question. It's okay. You got something on the side you don't want her to know about, or is that the only thing?
Between you and I, yeah, we'll talk later.
All right, we'll talk about it later. I don't know nothing. I know nothing. You know what I mean? It's okay. We're a month of friends here. All right, so what I'm going to do is, it's going to be tough, but I'll give you some numbers on Monday, and you tell me if you and your beautiful 74-year-old bride wants to do it, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So this is a great segue, Stephen A. Leahy, into a text question here. Hang on. Now here we got it fired. I want to make you feel at home with that voice here.
You'll never find.
I don't know if this is Stephen A. Leahy or is this Lou Rowe.
As long as you live.
Okay, there you go. Three.
I love it, David.
I know you do, because you sound like Lou Rawls when you're sick. All right, question number one off the text line from 630. This segue is right from Jimmy's. I'm getting married next year. He owes the IRS a lot of money. Can the IRS come after me once we are married? So there you go.
Well, I get that question a lot, you know, because people, usually when guys are getting married, the first thing they got to do is try to fix up their IRS problems, because a lot of times the woman won't marry him. Now, maybe it goes both ways, but I usually see I can't get married. She won't marry me as long as I have IRS then. But the real answer here in Illinois is that they can't come after the spouse for your spouse's debt. In other states, like Wisconsin is what they call a community property state, and so they may be able to there. But here in Illinois, your debt is your debt, and your spouse's debt is their debt, and it's separate, and they could not go after your wages. Now, what would happen is if you file a joint return and then you have a refund due, they'll probably keep the refund. Now, there's ways around that. It's called injured spouse. I won't get into that. But so there's ways around that, or you file separately. Another thing is if you have joint checking accounts, they can freeze the checking account because it's both of yours, and they can go after his. If they're trying to collect from him, they can freeze your bank account.
All right, from the 217 in Southern and Central Illinois. Question number I have, but I'm just trying to paraphrase this. I learned to have a tax lien against me. Does that mean the feds are coming after my paycheck?
The first thing that the IRS does when you owe them money, first they just send you a bunch of notices. Second thing they do is they put a lien against you. But a lien is not a levy. And people get this confused all the time. A levy is when they can grab stuff away from you. Now, if you have a lien against you, it's probably not too far down the road that they're going to start taking things away from you. And you should probably do something to stop that and come up with some agreement with the IRS.
And it's important if you do get a letter from the IRS to open the envelope.
Well, absolutely true. Like I always tell you, people come to my office and they have a stack of IRS mail that they haven't opened. Or sometimes they'll admit to me, I opened it on the way here.
Yeah, you know, it's like, that's good.
It doesn't really help you.
Yeah, here, rule number one, you get a letter from the IRS, open the letter.
Open it up.
Text number three from the 847, I'm okay paying the IRS what I owe, but can I get rid of the penalties and the interest charges?
Tricky one, and I hear this all the time because nobody wants to, you know, they say, I'm going to have to pay my taxes, so I just want to pay them what I owe them. The truth is, they want to penalize you hard because they want you to go to your friends and say, you know, I owe the IRS some money, and it cost me a ton. Don't do it, right? And that's why we have an 80% compliance rate in Illinois and in the United States, because people are afraid of the IRS. And they're afraid of the IRS because there's penalties and interest. Now, having said that, if you've never had a problem with the IRS before, you can get rid of some penalties fairly simply, what they call a first-time abatement. So I've always filed my taxes on time. I've always paid them on time. But one year I just missed it. And now I owe them some penalties. Again, if you can prove that, they'll give you this first-time abatement, and they'll abate the penalties and the interest associated with those penalties. But by law, they can't take away the interest. You're going to have to pay the interest on the money that you owe the IRS.
All right. 847 just texted in, will I lose my house with the Chapter 13? And the caller our previous caller is a perfect example. I think we talked about that you don't lose your home in a Chapter 13. Can you confirm that?
That's the purpose of a Chapter 13. The purpose of a Chapter 13 is to protect assets that you have. And so and that's almost a very large percentage of Chapter 13s are what they call house-saving measures and bankruptcies. And that's why you file a Chapter 13, to save your home.
And they could give you a call if our listeners have any questions.
Sure. And that call number? Me at 312-312-664. 312-664-6649. Again, it's 312-664-6649. Tax stuff, bankruptcies, home foreclosures, things like that. I help people with that.
And a Chapter 7 is a complete blowout, and there's different type of thresholds you need to qualify at in order to have all your debt absolved. And a Chapter 13 is a payback at a percentage of what you owe, and there's certain thresholds and formulas that you could walk all of our listeners through, because January is bankruptcy month. Would you agree with that statement?
It is. So in a nutshell, Chapter 7, you use all of your current assets to pay your debts, and you protect all your future income. Chapter 13 is you protect all your assets, and you use your future income to pay your debts. So that's the difference.
All right, that is Stephen A. Leahy. I am David Hochberg. Thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate you taking all of our texts.
Happy birthday if I don't see you.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break with the Mondo Bread making Roger Badish, who didn't bring us any Mondo Bread this weekend. He was hungry last night, and he said he ate it all the way down. This just tells you he forgets about us. You know, that's what it's all about. So stay tuned to Roger's newscast coming up. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Donna Sattler, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and credit guru Gary Nouvel.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is MegaPros call and text line. This is the segment of the show. We've been getting bombed with text messages about fireplaces, so I gave Mike Bodart, president of Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace, a call to come in and answer all to call in and answer your fireplace and chimney questions. How are you, Mike? Is Mike there? Is he online? Hang on. We lost Mike, and Mike's calling back. I believe we have Mike. Is that Mike online? Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy? Is Mike
here?
I'm good, bud. Thanks for sorry for the challenges that we're having getting you on the air here. Happy holidays to you and your family, first and foremost, my friend.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and your family and everybody over at the station.
So we have a bunch of text questions coming in. I think as it gets colder, our listeners are firing up their fireplaces, and it's holiday time. Hanukkah ended yesterday or last night. And there's a lot of gift wrapping around people's homes. And a lot of our listeners, I think, view the fireplace as a garbage disposal. As a fireplace prevention specialist, fire prevention specialist, who likes to take care of our listeners' fireplaces so they don't burn their homes down, is that a good idea or is that a poor idea to burn wrapping paper and boxes that the gifts have come in their fireplace?
Well, it's a lousy idea, and I had been one of those homeowners in the past that on Christmas morning had, you know, an abundance of wrapping paper and whatnot and had a fire going, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to reduce all of this paper down to almost nothing? This is before I was in the chimney industry or fireplace industry, and I had put a bunch of wrapping paper in the fire. And of course it burns quickly. It burns hot. And in a few minutes it burns out. What was interesting is I found out later when I did start working at Lindemann Chimney and had one of my own technicians come over and do an inspection and cleaning up my fireplace. He said, you know, you had a chimney fire, it looks like, and you cracked a couple of flue tiles. And I thought back, and at that point I knew why. It's because when you throw in, too much kindling, you overfire your fireplace, you throw in a bunch of garbage or wrapping paper, it throws out a huge amount of heat super rapidly, and the clay flue tiles, which is the lining of your chimney flue, can't expand fast enough, and they can fracture and break. And that's a super dangerous situation because those broken tiles no longer can contain all of the byproducts of combustion. So I didn't burn my house down, but my chimney was completely vulnerable and I didn't know it because I never had a camera up there in an inspection until years later when I had one of my own technicians that knew what he was doing and looked at it. So it's really not advisable. It's a dangerous situation. It can leave you with a compromised chimney, and for safety's sake, you know, burn nothing but good seasoned firewood and don't burn garbage, don't burn paper.
And what? And that's what the garbage can is for. What is the typical investment to get your firebox, if you will, or fire, you know, your chimney corrected from the challenge that you had that you didn't even know you had?
So what I had done is put in, if you do a lining job, if you crack your flue tiles, if you have a compromised flue system, we will generally take those broken tiles out and put a stainless steel liner in its place, and then line that stainless steel liner with insulated mortar and cement. So that's a forever fix. That stainless steel liner is seamless. It connects that fireplace all the way up and out the top of your chimney. It's 216 or 316 stainless steel. It's never going to corrode. It's going to handle anything that is in that fireplace forever. It's several thousand dollars to do that work. The other thing people do is they put in a gas fireplace insert, which is a direct vent fireplace with its own venting. That's what I did. It's like a miniature furnace in the fireplace. It's awesome. It throws out a ton of heat. Most fireplaces are inefficient, actually negatively efficient, because they're taking really all of your room air and ushering it up and out your chimney when you're having a fire in it. Your fire feels warm, but it's actually negatively inefficient because it's taking your, you know, room air that your furnace works so hard and you spend money on making warm, and it's rushing it up and out your chimney and out your fireplace. So an insert would also remedy that situation, and kill two birds with one stone. Gives you a modern heat source that looks good, super convenient, it's gas operated, and those also run several thousand dollars, and there's lots of different styles and models and trims and other features that you can choose from.
It's a lot cheaper than rebuilding your house. We have Griffin in Antioch that wants to ask you a question, then we're going to jump to a break, then we'll come back and you'll answer it on the other side. Hey, Griffin, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hi, thanks for having me. We've had some issues when it comes to our fireplace. And, you know, keeping it clean, because after winter, all of the ashes are everywhere. Anyway, what is the best cleaning product? What is the best thing to use to clean your fireplace, your flue, all of that stuff?
All that good stuff. Okay, great question, Griffin. Mike, hang tight. I got to hit a quarter-hour break here. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back with Mike Bodart from Lindemann and Griffin from Antioch. He's got a great question. Mike will answer Griffin's question after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros. Call and text line. We are here for another hour and 45 minutes. Keep the phone lines ringing and the text lines blowing up. Love helping our listeners.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. When we went, it was 7200. When you could also follow us on Facebook. You go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago, WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. Like us, and you get all notifications about the show, and you could watch live when we have the cameras up. A lot of our sponsors had stuff going on this holiday time, so they couldn't make it in. So I'm flying solo tonight, so I told Erica to stay home. Also, you could get podcasts of previous shows and this show later on and get all of the experts' contact information, and you could email us directly from WGNDavid.com. So we have Griffin on the line in Antioch. You want to know what's the best way to clean out a fireplace. Did I get that right, Griffin? Did I paraphrase your question?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, Mike, what's the best way, in your professional opinion, to clean out a fireplace?
Yeah, so the easy answer for us would be to tell homeowners that cleaning a chimney and the fireplace attached to it in your living room is to have a professional, because a professional that's certified, and there's a, you know, there's a reason why the certification program exists. It trains all of the technicians for what to look for, how to operate safely, and to inspect the flue with special equipment so that you can see if the fireplace and the adjoining flue is free of defects. And a homeowner is likely not going to have that inspection capability. And, you know, a chimney sweep will be using a respirator. He's going to be using brushes. He's going to negatively pressure the firebox with a large vacuum device that is drawing all of that soot, creosote, and other ashes down out of the fluids. He's scraping that down with stiff brushes that are attached to a rod and then cleaning it up. He's also going to get all of the soot and all the creosote that might have built up on top of the smoke shelf, which is hard for homeowners to reach. Once he gets all of that residue and everything off of the surfaces of the flue, he's going to put a strong light source up there with a camera and then inspect it for any gaps or holes or cracks that might be a problem that would, again, compromise the safety of that system. So we wouldn't suggest a homeowner tackle that, only because homeowners likely don't have the equipment or the training to clean it properly, protect themselves and the home while they're doing it, and then inspect it for the safety aspects when they're all done.
I'm going to add one more. I've seen those commercials with the by the fire log, and it burns so hot it cleans your chimney. Do you, I can imagine what the answer is going to be, but do you recommend those products or not?
Yeah, and for the same reasons, some of those logs will be compressed with chemicals that are creosote modifiers. Creosote is the byproduct residue, that kind of tarry black substance that can collect on the flue lining when you burn wood and other solid fuels, right? The reason people burn those, or the logic behind burning those logs, is that it modifies the creosote and loosens it so it falls off. But it's not, there's no substitute for getting a properly trained sweep out there, brush all of that creosote, all of that residue down 100%, scan it, inspect it, and do a safety check when they're all done. And that's the most important aspect of it. It's not modifying creosote. It's actually doing the cleaning and then performing a safety check. So the whole industry is really about maintaining a safe fireplace system in your house, because it's where you live, it's where your family lives.
All right. Hey, Griffin, thanks for calling. I'm going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. So hang tight. 312-981-7200. Here's an 815 texter calling in, or texting in. Firewood question. Can you use wood that is very gray, like it's been seasoned for a few years, but it's dry and not rotting or rotted away? What's your recommendation?
Sure. Any hardwood is good wood to burn. That gray is just oxidation that has occurred because it's probably been out in the elements, probably been rained on and then dried out. That's fine. That's just the outside surface of that wood that's just getting interacted with the elements. But assuming that wood is dry and it was a hardwood, meaning not pine or a soft sapwood, that's a good wood. We don't want anybody to burn any wet wood, because it just doesn't burn clean. It burns with a lot of soot and a lot of smoke and a lot of residue. But assuming that the wood is dry and seasoned, a little gray color discoloration is not a problem.
From Kevin McDonough on the South Side, do you recommend burning aluminum can beer cans and brown bottled beer bottles? Is that recommended?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me that that came from a South Side.
Southeast, you know, Side guy. Yeah.
Southeast Side, probably Beverly or something.
Yeah, but Beverly.
Beer cans and brown beer bottles are probably better in the trash, unless it's the returnable beer bottles that you used to get at the bowling alley. And then I think you stack those up and then and then use something to roll, probably a 16-inch softball to try to knock those down.
Yeah, but that would require you to get, but that would require you to get up off your couch. And if you seen Kevin lately, you know, he hasn't been doing a lot of that. Another text question from the 630: How often should I have my fireplace and chimney cleaned?
So the industry authorities say every year. Pretty much the same as your furnace and boiler. It's a it's an appliance that is venting through your house. The frequency is annual. The other rule of thumb we use is if you're using your fireplace pretty infrequently, which a lot of homeowners in Chicagoland do, then at least every cord of wood. And a cord of wood is about a 4 foot high stack of wood that is about 8 feet long. So if you can figure the surface of a 4x8 sheet of plywood and you had stacked wood, you know, 18 inches or 14 inches, you know, logs, a stack about that high is roughly a face cord. And that's also a good interval to use as rule of thumb.
And from the 847, how can I get more heat out of my fireplace? I think you just covered that a couple of minutes back. Can you just talk about that real quickly before the break?
Yeah, so an open fireplace, whether you're burning gas logs, right, or you're burning wood, is typically negatively efficient, meaning you're losing more heat out of the top of your chimney than it's giving out. People will say, oh, I got a nice fire in my fireplace, the room feels warm. The radiant heat is putting out radiant heat, making surfaces warm, but it's actually sucking all of your room air up and out. So a direct vent fireplace in that same space is not exchanging any room air. It's got its own exhaust vent and its own intake vent that communicates through the flue of your chimney. And that appliance throws out an enormous amount of heat to the room. It's like having a small one-room furnace. And those are super efficient. That's what more and more people are going towards as they look to, you know, get more heat out of their fireplace, be more efficient. And frankly, it reduces some of the inconveniences of burning wood, maintaining wood, chopping wood, buying wood, and then cleaning a fireplace at the same time. So direct vent fireplaces and inserts are something that we install every day. They're an awesome alternative.
And real quick, a buddy of mine, a client of mine, sent me a picture of an electric fireplace starter that I forwarded to you, and he had to order it through a professional fireplace chimney company. Do you get a lot of those requests where our listeners want to do it themselves, but because of the gas lines tied to it, they're technically not allowed to, or legally they're not allowed to, because it has to be replaced by a licensed fireplace professional?
Yeah, I mean, we probably get a call every day from somebody that is buying some appliance, some fixture, gas connected or otherwise, that they bought online. They bought it at the local home improvement store, and they open it up and they look at the instructions, and then they're overwhelmed. So they call us and say, hey, I bought this, will you put it in? And typically our answer is no. We're really only installing
your stuff,
products and appliances that we're authorized from the manufacturer and trained on, so that, you know, when we put it in, we know what we're doing. It's a professional quality device and we're trained on it, and then we warranty it. So when homeowners buy whatever they find online, there's a million options for stuff like that. A lot of it's not what we would consider pro quality, so we stay away from that, and we won't install that.
Your phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you. Didn't have any more questions for you, Mike.
Yeah, we're at 847-918-7994, lindeman.com. You can book an appointment online right from your phone.
All right, best in the
right
business.
Your computer.
Thanks for calling in, buddy, and answering all of our listeners' text and phone calls, and you're great. That is Mike Bodart, president of Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We've got flooring questions coming up. We have Mr. Floor coming up after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. If you have any text questions, keep them coming. Any pictures of home improvement challenges that you have, keep those coming as well. We love getting your texts. We love getting your phone calls. And we love helping our listeners. 312-981-7200. And we received a number of flooring questions. Cold weather has an impact on our listeners' hardwood floors that they might not realize it. And we have the flooring expert on our show, Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. How are you, Igor?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
I am great. Happy Hanukkah. One day passed. So yes. To you and your family. So
thank
we
you
have
as well.
Thank you. We have a number of text questions here from our listeners that are having floor challenges and would like some answers to their flooring questions. 219, we'll start it out from our good friends to the east in Indiana. Igor, is it safe to use water to clean my wood floors? We have gone over this, I don't know how many times, but since it continues to come up, Igor, I know you're cringing, but for our fine listeners out there, especially our listener in Indiana from the 219 that texted in, what is your opinion of using water on wood floors?
Well, David, this question, as you know, comes up regularly, and it's probably one of our most popular questions that we receive over at Mr. Floor. And, you know, everybody remembers their grandmother, you know, filling up a bucket of water and basically putting that mop in there and kind of washing the floor down in an effort to, you know, to clean up the floors. And what we have found as an industry, and specifically what we have seen over our well over 30 years in doing floors in the Chicagoland area, is all of the damage that is caused by a bucket of water and a mop. So the short answer really to that question is we do not ever advocate the use of water, you know, or a wet mop really on any wood floor. As you know, David, we produce probably one of the best cleaning products on the market. It's extremely popular. Many WGN listeners have tried it and use it religiously now. It's the Mr. Floor Wood Floor Cleaner. The product is all pre-mixed. It's ready to go. There is no mixing into a bucket. You simply spray the product onto the floor directly. Use a dry mop to wipe up the floor, and it does just an absolutely fantastic job cleaning up spills and you know, drips and dirt and debris and all of those things. And especially during the time of COVID, the recommendation really is to clean your floor before you actually sanitize or disinfect the floor. So it's even critical, more critical, I should say, during this time of the pandemic to really keep your surfaces and specifically your floors clean without causing damage to the floor, such as, you know, the use of a bucket of water and a mop. So for all of the listeners, we have a beautiful promo code running right now that will save first-time users a little bit of money to try the product. So if people listening would like to go to www.mrfloor.com and go on to the online store on our website, use the promo code WGN at checkout. You'll get a very nice discount to try the product, and we're very confident that once people try it, there is no going back to the bucket and mop scenario.
And I'll add this. My grandmother used to get on her hands and knees and scrub it down with some soap and some wax in the hot water. So add that to the mix, right? You know, back old school, it was hands and knees, bucket of water, some goop that they put in it. I don't want to mention the name on the air because I don't need lawsuits, but it's still being sold. And you know, it's a soapy, oily type deal. And you know, after talking with you and having you on the show and you answering all our listeners' questions and using your product, I'll tell you what, I said this before. Prior to us selling our home, Amy Kite sold her home in 4 days. I have three girls, a wife, and myself would each grab a bottle of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning products and scatter throughout the house, and we would hit every single room in my home that had hardwood floors, and I will tell you, the cleanliness of that product and the shine that it left when we, as we're backing ourselves out of the house through the garage, so Amy could bring our potential buyers through the front door was absolutely amazing and very easy to use, and it's a fantastic product. I used it in our home religiously. It's the only thing that touches our floor. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So here, growing up on the South Side, 815. Growing up in the South Side of Chicago, all my mother ever used was Murphy Oil soap. You saying my mom was wrong. I'm not saying your mom. I would 815, especially from 815, I would never say your mom was wrong. I'm just saying now there is better products to use on that floor that would be better for that floor. Is that a safer way to say that? You never want to criticize a man's mother, but is that
absolutely not, David? And God bless all the moms, all the hardworking moms and grandmothers out there that really had no access to the new technology that we have now. They really had no choice but to use a bucket of water or the old school floor soap and various other products and get on their hands and knees and really, work very, very hard to keep that floor clean. But now we have technology built into our cleaning products where, you mentioned that you were cleaning your own floor and you kind of backed yourself out of the room. What you're basically doing is you're spraying the product directly onto the floor. Yeah. The product is really designed, David, to lift. It's actually designed to change the surface tension of dirt and to allow that dirt to lift off the floor, which is, very specific technology that we have in our cleaning products. It's not going to leave your floor shiny or streaky or anything like that, and it's certainly not going to hurt the wood itself by oversaturating it. We just want to lightly mist our product directly onto the floor, and then just use a dry mop. And again, just the technology allows for that dirt to release. And so again, you can't really achieve that with really a lot of over the counter products that are still on the market today, which are those old school products that really, existed because there was nothing else, available that was better. Now we have better products, and this is what we're talking about here.
Here's what we're going to do, 815. We're going to send you a sample bottle of Mr. Floor cleaning product to send to your mom, and your mom could call in and tell us if the product that she's using now or Mr. Floor product, which one she likes better and which one looks better on her floor. How's that, Igor? Is that a politically correct way of making everybody happy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm very confident that once she tries our products, David, as was your experience in your home and for thousands of users of our products across Chicagoland, she'll be extremely happy and glad that she doesn't have to get down on her hands and knees and do it old school.
We've got more text questions coming in, and I want to get to after the break, but I want to tease it with this one. 630, after replacing tile floors with wood floors in my kitchen, every summer, wood planks buckle from the air conditioner under the floor. Will insulation help? That's great question. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. And our friend who said that we were, question if we're insulting his mother, which we weren't, just sent in another text saying, awesome. So we just made somebody an 815, and their mother's very happy. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have Igor Marak from Mr. Floor. We have a great text question from 630. So, Igor, I'll reread the text question. We have a bunch of texts coming in. After replacing tile floor with wood floor in my kitchen, every summer wood planks buckle from the AC unit under the floor. Will insulation help? What do you think?
Excellent question. The short answer is yes, insulation will definitely help. So especially if there's potentially a crawl space type situation where the crawl space or maybe it's an unfinished basement directly underneath is potentially not a conditioned space. And so what's happening there is we have moist air that's traveling through that entire area and actually causing the wood floor to absorb that excess moisture and causing the floor to, in fact, swell and create this cupped or this sort of ridged type of an appearance. Very, very common, with non-conditioned spaces or spaces that lack insulation. So insulation would definitely help. And then also just making sure that you keep the relative humidity lower in the summertime to prevent the floor from absorbing that excess moisture and swelling. The exact opposite, David, would actually be occurring in the winter. We get a lot of calls this time of the year with gaps and gaps forming and, gapped floors. That's a symptom or a sign of relative humidity that's a little too low, and it's actually causing the floors to shrink or contract. And so, again, insulation would assist in that particular scenario, as well as adding humidification or turning on the humidistat to a higher setting to actually introduce a little bit of extra moisture into the air to allow the floor to return back to its normal shape. So both are the sign of either too much or not enough moisture.
Is that something that you guys and your installers and your estimators make recommendations to the homeowners prior to installing it? Hey, you're right above the air conditioning unit. You might want to think about throwing in some insulation. Or is that part of the quote, or do you not go there? Is that more HVAC technician?
So, you know, we're not obviously an HVAC company, but we do have those discussions with homeowners. We talk about the required environmental controls, the required moisture content, and relative humidity settings that should be in the home. And if it's an older system or a system that really hasn't been serviced in a while, we'll definitely make the recommendation to, you know, have an HVAC contractor, somebody that's a professional come out, David, and really take a look. Because if you're going to invest all that money putting in a wood floor, as we do for clients on a daily basis, you know, it's a lot of money, and we want to make sure that that investment is protected. So we definitely touch on the fact that we want to make sure that their floor functions properly. And, you know, some of it will start with us. A lot of it actually starts with acclimation. We talked about this, you know, on your program many, many times, where we acclimate all of our materials prior to installation to, you know, sort of set it on the right track. But then the home really needs to be maintained in terms of its relative humidity and temperature in a very specific range for that floor to function properly. So we do, you know, make those recommendations to contact HVAC contractors and really have an inspection and just make sure everything's in good, you know, working order.
From the 331 text message here, can I install a wood floor in my basement? And I guess you could, I'll answer it this way. You could install a wood floor anywhere, but do you recommend installing a wood floor in a basement? Or can you, and do you recommend?
So the answer is yes, you can, but as you just alluded to, you know, should you is a different type of question. And the recommendation industry-wide, really, from the flooring industry is not to install a solid traditional wood floor below grade, meaning that you should not install a 3/4-inch solid floor that's nailed down, you know, in a basement-type setting, because, again, it's the environment that really is not conducive for that floor to function properly. So what we would recommend in that case, David, is we would actually recommend an engineered wood floor. And these are floors that are specifically built for on, above, or below grade type installations. And that floor will fare much, much better in an environment such as a basement where it may get a little too hot or too moist or damp in the summertime. And these floors are really specifically more designed for that type of an environment. So the short answer is it's really not recommended to install a solid wood floor in a basement. There are other and better options.
And what about the vinyl flooring? Isn't that like the hottest trend right now in the basement? Because if the basement does flood, it's easy to pull up and reinstall after you dry the basement out. Isn't that the hottest trend right now?
It really is. You know, the luxury vinyl plank floors have revolutionized the industry. You know, it used to be the laminate floors, Pergo type products that came out maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago now or so, revolutionized us back then. But now the luxury vinyl plank products have again sort of revolutionized what we're doing and where we're installing these types of floors. And primarily it is basements. It's lower levels. It's areas that may be susceptible to, you know, to water infiltration. They're completely non-porous. They're not going to be affected by, you know, by water, even fully submerged. You could simply dry them out and reinstall them if you wanted to. They're really extremely versatile. That would be a recommendation we would make to a client that may be experiencing some seepage or some other issues where a little bit more of a robust type of a floor like a luxury vinyl plank product would be, you know, a significantly better choice.
And they come in a number of different colors and plank sizes and thicknesses and widths and lengths. And it's easy to lay down. You could lay down a gigantic basement in just under a day.
Yeah, it goes down fairly quickly. Lots of different colors, lots of options. We carry a huge amount, a huge assortment of all of these different types of products. So, you know, clients that contact us for, you know, helping them with, you know, recommendation for a wood floor or for a vinyl floor or for any type of floor covering, really, we'll sort of assess where, you know, in the home it's going in, what the use of that space is going to be, what are its environmental conditions, and based on that, we'll make the recommendation of, you know, vinyl or wood or carpet or any number of other products that we work with on a regular basis.
All right, buddy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at www.mrfloor.com. And please don't forget to use that promo code WGN to try our great cleaning products.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. I've been dying to say that all year. Hold on, buddy. Happy holidays, my friend. Have a
happy
safe,
holidays, David. Thank
safe
you.
And healthy new year, my friend. 312-981-70. I couldn't help myself. That was Mr. Floor. You could go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN promo code for a discount on your first order. The product is outstanding. We have a ton of questions coming in, legal questions. So I asked David Schluter to call in after the break. We have some heating and air conditioning questions, more heating than air conditioning at this time of year. So Rich Dykstra Sr. is going to be calling in at the during the next hour. And a lot of student loan questions with the Biden administration coming in. For those of you that believe the Biden administration are coming in, we have Ray Kaplan. We'll be calling in to answer all your student loan questions. We're going to go over to Roger Badish and come back on the other side of the news. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Donna Sattler, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and credit guru Gary Nouvelle. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Love the text. Keep them coming. 630, any ideas on how to fix a warped cabinet floor? I took a picture of your picture and sent it to MegaPros Joe and Tom Jenke. Those are the two experts who will be able to help you. My suggestion is buy a new cabinet. 312-981-7200. Dave Schluter, how are you?
Good. Speaking of buying things, my wife wants to get darker hardwood, so Igor's coming to my house, Monty. It should be a nice order.
No, it should be nice. He completely repaired all the hardwood floor in my home before we sold it, before Amy sold it, and we went darker as well. Sold the home in 4 days, Dave. So there, your wife's got good taste. Not bad.
Yeah, we're not moving, but yeah, we're just been here 25 years, and we're just changing it up.
It's time. Oh, look who's calling. Oh, hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Dave, you know, this is this is our 9-month pregnant client who is...
I heard the whole story from my staff.
Closing on Tuesday on our first home. How are you, Lizzie?
Yes. Very fast, Liz, in case something breaks or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
You going to be able to hold it together for Tuesday, Liz?
Oh, I'm trying. We're so excited. So much going on. But yeah, I'm so ready.
All right. So I just want to bring our listeners up to speed. I was getting treatment done by Liz. I've got a bad hip, and Liz was doing treatment. I had a call into Bob Surratt. I had a call scheduled. So I was calling to Bob Surratt as Liz literally has her elbow in my rump, like digging in to loosen up my knot and to fix my TFL, whatever it is. I got this, my whole hip was locked up. So she's there, like, trying to loosen it up, and I'm, like, trying to keep it together with Bob, and Bob's like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm just having some treatment done. So that day, Liz's like, what do you do? I'm like, I do mortgages. I got the show on WGM. She's like, oh, I want to buy a house. So I'm like, all right, well, we'll run your credit. I've got a realtor. We hooked her up with Jill Van Reed out. You're buying where? Algonquin? Is that where you're buying?
Yeah, Algonquin. Mm-hmm.
Which is Jill's area.
It's a
I'm like,
nice area. She's going to do great.
I've got a real estate attorney, Dave Schluter. We got the whole thing going on. And before you know it, Dave, she bought a house. But we're not closing on that house because, Liz, explain what happened during the home inspection.
Oh, so we went to the home inspection, and within maybe the first 15 minutes, we were, what, just a few yards from the golf club, and our inspector was almost hit in the head with a golf ball. He said it went whizzing right by his face.
I mean, I'm not laughing at that. I mean, that's very dangerous, but Liz has three kids on the ground, one about ready to be launched within the next 14 days.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, within the next 14, 15, 21 days. And she's like, there's no way. Her kids are going to be outside. She's moving out of the city because she wants a backyard and everything. And she's like, cancel the contract, Dave. So 3 months go by. I don't hear anything from Liz. Found a home. I want to close before the end of the year before I give birth. Okay, here we go. Right? And we got it done in like 30 days or something like that. So,
so fast.
Well, Dave, I tried to sell her a home warranty plan with golf ball coverage, but that didn't go anywhere. So,
so explain to our listeners, you've never purchased a home before, Liz.
No, we were renting for years, and just, you know, it seemed a little bit elusive. And then I met you, and you were very supportive
charming
and yep. all the things, and great. You have a great team behind you, and we started going through the process, and your team is just incredibly helpful and non-judgmental and just walked us through every single step. And then here we are, like, years before I even thought it would be possible.
So Dave, Liz didn't buy just one home, she bought two homes. So as a first-time home buyer, she bought two. And, you know, she had to cancel the one because now she's an expert. When she bought her second one, she was ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know
what? I can say something, a shout out to all our prospective buyers. And there are a lot of them because of the low rates. As you know, David, you're working probably 8 days a week.
Yeah.
We have an unconditional right in the Chicago locale. It's not everywhere in the state, but we have in the Chicago locale an attorney's review process. It's 5 business days. From after the seller says they'll sell you the house, and I'm able to terminate a contract for any reason other than the price of the house. And so there are certain circumstances that come along that totally make sense to not buy the home, and this was one of them. But yeah, the only thing your lawyer can't do is get them to lower the price for you. But please make sure you hire somebody who does what I do, because somebody who just says, oh, you know, I just got out of school, or somebody who says they do divorce, but they can do your closing, they may not know the nuances that we needed on Liz's first deal.
And Liz, this is very important, because I gave a buyer bad advice on Thursday because she was off of work, closed yesterday. David, if our listeners are going to get a cashier's check, who should they make the cashier's check payable to if they're going to a closing?
Only the title company, and even some of them wanted a certain way. So for my first 32 years of practicing, we had people make a check to themselves on the theory that if something went wrong on the walkthrough, you could put it right in the bank.
Right.
But because of the fancy banking acts that are there now, where you can deposit a check made out to yourself, all the title companies got wise and said, nope, you can't use one of those apps when it's not made to you. So that's what changed the rule. And so people get a little frustrated. They go, can I put it back in the bank? If I do have a problem, yes, you can. You can always surrender an unused check. But there was 30 years of precedent, Dave, that you were trained that says make it to yourself. But again, because of technology, it has to be made out to the title company.
You got that, Liz?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
All right, so Dave will get you the information, the title company. We don't give that information, Dave's office. Make the check payable to the title company when you get the final CD. Show up on Tuesday. Hold off on giving birth to that baby, because power of attorneys are a major pain in the rear end, and we would rather you be there to close on your home and enjoy it with your family. And good luck to you and your family with the birth of boy number three and child number four in the next couple 3 weeks. So mazel tov to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything. It's been a great experience.
All right, when I jam up my hip again, which I'm sure I will, I'll sharpen those elbows, and my TFL and my tuchus will be there for you to just loosen everything up. All right,
they're waiting for you. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, Dave, if our listeners want to reach out to you to have you represent them in their real estate transaction, or draw up a will, or plan for an estate, what's the number they should reach you at?
Yeah, 630-285-5300. I have the best staff around, very reachable. We'll help you out.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for lending your advice to all of our listeners and helping all of our listeners this past year with all of their real estate, legal real estate questions and all of their real estate transactions. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg, your host. We are getting a ton of text messages. I have what looks like two ladies sitting around a fire with the text, pretending we are at a ski lodge. But we are in Clifton Park, New York, formerly of Waukegan. I don't know how long those two ladies have been out there or what they're drinking, but it looks like, oh, it's a mother and their son. I got to get my glasses done. Okay, well, I hope they're enjoying themselves, and it's nice that the mom is getting lit up with her son by an open fire out in Clifton Park, New York. That's very safe. 312-981-7200, 773- How do I add myself to my girlfriend's mortgage? I want to be financially responsible for the mortgage. Well, number one, not a big fan of adding boyfriends or girlfriends to a mortgage unless you're husband and wife, because boyfriends and girlfriends become ex-boyfriends and girlfriends, and you have a messier transaction trying to get an ex-boyfriend and ex-girlfriend off a mortgage just as it is to get an ex-husband or ex-wife off a mortgage. So what do I recommend? I recommend that you get them a ring. Assuming that you're, you know, whatever sex you are, get him or her a ring, and then worry about the mortgage at that time. And that's my professional opinion. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mr. Dykstra, how are you? Are we bringing up Rich on line seven? Rich, how are you, buddy?
Doing good.
Text line.
All things.
Yeah, I understand. How's your wife?
I just got her home and situated. She cracked her kneecap in half.
That's good. So yeah. two weeks ago, for our listeners that don't know, Rich almost burnt his house down making lamb chops. And then his wife slipped or something and hurt her knee. And then the fire department's like, weren't you the guy that almost burnt your house down 2 weeks ago? So you're becoming a hit with the fire department out there in your town. That's good.
I am. You know, they said they would stop coming if I'd stop calling. There you go.
That's a shock. All right, 630 wants to know if they have to change their UV bulbs every year, it's still lit. I don't know what a UV bulb is. So explain to our listeners who are a little naive like me in regards to UV bulbs, what they are and if they need to be changed every year, even if they're still lit, as this texter says, his or her is. Theirs is.
Right. It's an ultraviolet light that goes in the ductwork. It helps to kill bacteria and germs. But it loses its UV output, drops considerably after a year. The bulb will stay lit up for 4 or 5 years, but it's not doing anything except lighting up the inside of your ductwork. So absolutely, you should change them once a year.
Once a year, and that's part of what you do with your clean and check, or is that something added extra?
It's an extra that, you know, we can bring a bulb out if we know what kind it is. We'll change it when we're there.
Okay.
All they would have to pay for is the bulb, not the changer.
Well, there you go, 630. We have 708, lives in Melrose Park, according to the text. Would like to know if anyone who works, if you have anybody that works on space heaters. What is a space heater exactly? Explain to our listeners what a space heater is, and does Dykstra Home Services work on space heaters or sell space heaters?
We sell them, we install them, and we service them, David. The space heater is like the old-fashioned type freestanding stove that you can see in a living room or something like that. Most of them are wall furnaces where they're attached right to the wall and vents directly out the wall. But there's only one or two manufacturers left in the United States. But we do service and install. You bet. Give us a call.
So even if you didn't install that unit, you will still service that space heater or anybody's unit, correct? That if you didn't do the initial installation?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
All right.
We don't care.
From the 331. Their text says their furnace is 22 years old, and they would like to know if new furnaces are much more efficient. I guess they've been doing a lot of research on new furnaces. It's a very long text. I'm going to paraphrase it. They have a 22-year-old furnace, and they want to know if a new furnace is a lot more efficient than what they installed in their home 22 years ago.
As to make it as simple as I can, the old furnaces are about 50 to 55% efficient.
What does that mean?
The new furnaces are 98%. So for every dollar you're paying the gas company with an old furnace, you're getting 55 cents worth of heat out of it.
Wow.
The new Carrier Infinities, they're 98% efficient. So you're getting 98 cents out of a dollar worth of heat. Absolutely, they're more efficient. It's worth the money.
And how much are new units today, and are there any specials going on, any financing packages going on, or no?
Oh, you bet. Right now, we have, on the Infinity series, which is the 98%, we have 72 months, no interest, no money down.
Wow.
Units start, base model furnaces will start at about $2,800 and go up from there.
219 asked, if you remove my old furnace and install a new furnace, do I get any type of credit for the old furnace? Like a trade-in value of a car? I never heard of that, but that's a...
No. No, no. If it's a newer furnace, we have one gentleman out in Compton Hills. His furnace is 1 year old, just built the house, and we're getting him a tax credit. We're donating his furnace to a restoration ministries out south, and they're giving him a tax credit for that furnace.
Wow.
It's brand new. They can still use it. And they'll give it to somebody that has no heat.
And quickly talk about, we got a couple of minutes before the break, quickly talk about the air purifier or the air cleaner that I put in my 1,800 square foot. I thought I had a bigger office. It's only 1,800 square foot that I haven't paid you for yet, by the way. I keep forgetting to send the check. So if you're looking for the account, if you're looking for the aging, you're like, what the hell is Hochberg doing? Because I'm a knucklehead, and I haven't gotten around to
just...
checks
in the mail.
No, I haven't even sent it in the mail. I haven't even written it, so it's not even in the mail. I can't even use that. I haven't even put a pen in my check yet. Can you explain that unit that I purchased to keep all the employees in my office as safe as possible? Covers 2,500 square feet, and I heard Jen, your daughter, do an ad for it earlier in the show. Can you quickly explain what that is before the break and promote that? Because we love it in our office.
Well, we have them in not only your office, we have them in Permaseal and MegaPro Joe's office. It's an iWave. It's an ionization device. What it does, it emits positive and negative ions, so they attach to the bacteria and the dirt, make them heavier. They drop down and bigger, so that your filter will catch them. It kills viruses, everything.
And it's
really, there's no maintenance to it.
It's literally 18 inches tall by 12 inches wide, if that. It's probably 12 by 12 and probably 6 inches deep. I've got it on a crate in the middle of our, right when you went to the office, because that's where the most people congregate. And, you know, I come in the morning, I turn it on, I leave at night, or if I'm the, whoever the last person out is, they turn it off, and I've got one, I got the mini ones in each of the offices, so I'm completely covered, and we wear our masks and all that stuff. So if our listeners want more information about that or anything else of your other products, what number do they call, Rich?
1-800-421-3220, or they can go to DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right, you're going to be in next Saturday at 10.
You bet I am. I'll be there.
All right. Send my best to your wife. Speedy recovery, buddy, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, David. Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. This is the premier real estate show in the world right here on your hometown station. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Now I'm not so sure.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. This is AM 720 WGN. We had an A15 come in right as Rich Dykstra hung up the phone. I would like to know if I could replace a heat pump system with something more efficient and less expensive. I'm all electric except for propane. So I sent that information over to Rich Dykstra, and they will be reaching out to you, 815, to talk with you about your question and provide you with the necessary answer. We're going to bring Ray Kaplan on from the law firm of the Kaplan Law Group. How are you, Ray? Hang on, Ray. Ray, you there?
Hey.
Whoops, hang on. Yep. You there, Ray?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
You're there. So I apologize for bothering you at your friend's dinner party.
No problem. I just excused myself just for a few minutes, and they all listen to your show, and they love your show. So
well, that's good.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, thank them for listening. That's very, very kind. So a lot of stuff going on with student loans. The Biden administration at 12:01 and on June 20th, it will be taking over. There's been a lot of talk while President-elect Biden was running for president about student loan forgiveness. I've heard some 10,000. I've heard some reports 50,000. I've heard some up to 100. Where are we on that? Can you bring some clarification? And the reason that you're on this show and you're such a value is because we get calls on Team Hochberg every single week, and the largest roadblock that we have is student loans in getting our listeners qualified for either a refinance or buying a new home. You're helping a couple right now, listening right now, who's going to be buying a home in Oak Park, who's out with Amy Kite and her team, already found a place, signed a contract, and the only reason they were able to do that was because you were able to take the husband's loan from $592 a month down to $248 a month, and that extra couple hundred dollar savings enabled them to buy a home. So what are you hearing out of Washington with the student loan forgiveness that seems to be picking up some speed?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of rumors about what exactly is the loan forgiveness is going to look like. And they have mentioned everything from $50,000 to $10,000. Right now, they seem to be more settled on $10,000 per borrower. So this means that if this does pass, and we're not sure if it's going to be legislation or just an executive order, if it's an executive order, then it can be done pretty quickly and it'll be effective, you know, probably in February. The thing is that if you have federal student loans, you don't want to pay those loans off right now. I get a lot of calls about this where, you know, if you have a few thousand dollars left or over $10,000, a lot of people want to pay down the loan just to kind of get it off the plate. Now is not the time to do that because you would essentially, if you're getting $10,000 in forgiveness and you pay off your loan balance and then the forgiveness happens, you're out of luck. So you might be able to save yourself $10,000. But it does look like they have settled on $10,000 per borrower. And for some people, that's really significant. Of course, it's not that significant if you have, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 in federal student loans. But for our clients who have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in federal student loans, it'll make a big difference. And it'll obviously lessen the balance and decrease the amount of time you have left on paying your federal student loans back. And the other thing is that they have also extended the forbearance through January of 2021.
Wow.
So right now is a good time for us to kind of get everything together and make sure that you get the loan forgiveness as it comes down the pike.
I want to keep it a little longer because I have a couple of, I've got two more questions from our texters, and I want to thank you before we hit the break. A listener gave me a call. The wife called me, then I had to talk to the husband because he was kind of like leery about what was going on. They own their home free and clear and all this stuff. It didn't make sense to refinance, but they had like $120,000 worth of student loans. And they always encouraged their daughter to do what she wanted to do and that they would support her in whatever field that she wanted to become an expert in. And she decided to become an expert in oceanics and take care of the fish, right? And do stuff with the ocean and clean the ocean, which is great. It's a very admirable job. The challenge is after you accrue $120,000 in Parent Plus loans, the daughter goes and gets a job making $14 an hour feeding a fish down at a zoo, okay? And I'm like, listen. And he's like, listen, I don't know what to tell my daughter. I don't want to load up. I'm like, here's what you do. You call Ray Kaplan. because you took out student plus loan. I'm sorry, parent plus loans, which is the greatest thing in the world. Can you walk our listeners within the next 3 minutes before we hit a break why it's important to take out parent plus loans? And how many times a week do you hear stories like that where students go to college and accrue $120,000 worth of student debt to only graduate and be qualified to make $14 to $15 an hour in a job that their profession doesn't support?
Oh, absolutely. We hear that all the time. And the key is, as you know, Dave, we talk about this all the time, is the best way to go about it is before, hopefully before your child goes to college, if we can sit down and it'll only take a half an hour to 45 minutes and plan a roadmap and a strategy, who should be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower? Because oftentimes you may have $100,000 in federal Parent PLUS loans because that's what it costs to put your child through undergrad, but even though you have $135,000 in federal Parent PLUS loans, the way the law works, you may only have to pay back, say, $30,000 or $50,000 over a really long period of time, and the rest is forgiven. And that oftentimes under this law is the way it works out. So it's really important that the right person be the borrower. But we hear this all the time. And the good news is that, you know, a lot of parents start sweating when it comes, you know, it's around the fall season and their kids are getting into school and they're very happy and excited for their kids. But in the back of their mind, they're panicking because they're, you know, they're thinking, how are we actually going to pay for this? Are we going to have to take out, you know, a loan on the house? And oftentimes it's completely unnecessary. They qualify for federal Parent PLUS loans. You have to have decent credit because they're loosely credit based. But even if you don't have great credit, you probably will still qualify for them. And it'll pay for your kid's entire undergrad education. No payments while the kids are in school. And then when your child graduates, the payments are based on a very small percentage of your income and the balance is wiped out. So without getting too far in the weeds, I can tell you that most people that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, their payments are basically the equivalent of their cell phone bill until the balance is wiped out.
You are awesome. If our listeners want to reach out to, we have a ton of questions here coming in the text that I'll handle that has to do, why should I pay for other people's, student loans and all that stuff. And I agree with you, but Ray didn't write the law. Ray is just following the law and implementing the law so our listeners can implement that law in their lives to help them save money. And the listeners that I've recommended to go to Ray, she saves them, has saved them over $1 million cumulatively over the past year during 2020. And I want to thank you for doing that. And we got to hit a break here. If our listeners want to reach out to you so you can get back to your dinner party, what number should they reach out to you and the Kaplan Law Firm?
Call the office. It's 312-294-8989, and you can visit our website at financialrelief.com.
You're awesome. Happy holidays to you and your husband. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right, 312-981-7200. We've got like 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to call and have a conversation, listen, I'm with you on these student loans, okay? And it's not all graduate. I'm getting text messages here that it's all graduate school. It's not all graduate school. Okay, this young lady went to school for 4 years. Her father is a firefighter, and her mother is a white collar worker, great income, but their daughter literally graduated and is making minimum wage feeding fish. Okay, and again, if that's what she wanted to do, God bless her. They shouldn't have to pay 120 G's for their daughter to learn how to feed fish for $15 an hour. Okay, I go to YouTube and learn how to feed fish. 312-981-7200. And what it's doing is it's crushing these kids because these kids can't afford to rent a house, let alone buy a house. They're just going to live in their parents' basement for the rest of their lives. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about it. We've got 10 minutes left. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
All right, here we go. Let's fire it up. Let's do a little stretching exercise. I got 9 minutes to go. Scott, Florida, fire away, buddy. Scott, Florida. Scott in Florida. Okay, we'll put Scott in Florida. That's how you say Florida. If you're from New York, you say Florida. Jorley in Chicago, you have a comment about student loan forgiveness.
Yeah, I do have a comment. I'll tell you, if my kids were getting into $100,000 worth of debt, or I was for my kids, they wouldn't be living at my home and feeding fish. I mean, come on.
I understand.
Who lets their kids go through that? Well, listen, and why would you get into $100,000 worth of debt and not know what your kids were doing?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that they encourage their daughters to do and their sons to do what they wanted to do and love what they wanted to do. So hopefully sometime in the future, they could be a fish expert and maybe make $30 an hour. I don't know. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying that I think the schools have to do something because it's a runaway freight train on the costs of these college educations out there. And I'm not saying that, listen, I graduated from the Harvard of the Midwest, right? You know, Northern Illinois University, circa 1988. Okay. What are you laughing at? It's a great school. Okay. I got a 36.
That's where I went too, so I understand.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Beautiful DeKalb.
Yeah.
You know, when they turn the fields in April, right around finals time, well, it's great. You know,
the windiest place in the world.
Yeah. Let's fertilize right around when the kids have to go start studying for finals. It's awesome.
Finals.
So, but you know what I'm talking about. I just think that where the student loan debt that's going on in this country is ridiculous, and the cost of college is ridiculous, and the exponential increases in the cost of college is ridiculous, and these kids are going to be stuck in their parents' basement. Not that there's anything wrong with that, paying off this debt for a very, very long time. And I'm not going to get political here. The Democrats want this, Republicans want that. I'm just saying the cost of college, which I think we could all agree, is bananas, and we need to do something, because the debt that we're saddling all of our future generation with is bananas. It's crazy, and the debt
I'll
that
tell you what if yeah. I were king.
Yes,
the kids
queen.
Would all go to, if I were queen,
yes.
All the kids would go to a community college for 2 years.
Amen.
Figure out what they really wanted to do. And then if they really had good grades, then they would get their last 2 years free.
I think
wherever they wanted to go.
Well, you can figure all that out later. And there's scholarships for exemplary students and whatever. But here, I'm not a big fan. Just personally, I'm not a big fan of giving stuff away from free, because I don't think you appreciate it as much unless you have some skin in the game. Okay, that's me. Okay, that's just me. Back in the day, I busted hump, right? I broke down air conditioners for the copper coils and the condensers, and I collected aluminum cans, and I shoveled snow, I cut grass, summers I worked 12-hour jobs. I worked all the way through college, right?
And me too. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's not like, oh, look at David Hawk, such a hard. I'm not saying that. It's just the cost of college and giving stuff away for free, I don't think that's the way to go either. But I appreciate you calling there, Julian. We're gonna send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product, my friend. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hang on. Thanks for listening. 312-981. Scott in Florida. We're going to try it again. How are you?
How you doing, David? Thank you for taking my call.
Hold on. You're a New Yorker. I could tell because I'm a New Yorker. And I said Florida right?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay, same thing. But I said Florida right, correct?
Yes, you did.
What's your comment,
regarding
buddy?
Regarding these student loans, every student loan should be forgiven. Look, Wall Street has gotten trillions of dollars. It's never going to be repaid. Let's look at Boeing. Boeing got $20 billion. I don't know how many billion. It's never going to be repaid. Wall Street has stolen trillions of dollars.
Okay.
The point that I'm making is these students just forgive their loans. Forgive their loans. And as far as the jobs, when they're out of school, the economy is in a second Great Depression, David. There are no jobs even available to them. So they're going to be waiting tables. And talking about restaurants, they're all out of business anyway.
I agree.
And all the restaurants out there that are out of business, you know what? You should all band together and refuse to pay your taxes, because all of these draconian coronavirus laws have persecuted you and destroyed your livelihood. So you know what, David? This country is on the way out. It's going down the toilet.
Hey, Scott.
The American economy,
Scott,
as we know,
Scott,
it is destroyed.
Scott, it's a real estate show, and I'm amazed you said that all in one breath. I love you. I respect you. And I respectfully disagree. And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product in Massachusetts. 312-981-7200. 312-981. You see, this is a place where we come to talk and have civil conversations. We don't need to yell. How are you, Mike, in Oregon? Man, we went from Massachusetts to Florida. A guy from Massachusetts living in Florida. Now we're Mike in Oregon. How are you, Mike?
Hey, good, Dave. I got to say that these parents that sent their kid to school and owe $120,000, and now she's feeding fish. I just can't comprehend why you wouldn't check out this kid, you know, to make sure that college ready, you know, first of all. And then where are you sending her to school for $120,000 for 4 years? That's teaching her how to feed fish.
Yeah. Well, now it's Fish Feeding University. It's FFU, Fish Feeding University. But hang tight, Mike.
Fish Feeding University.
Yeah, FFU. I'm going to send you some.
It's only in Florida or California or something.
Oh, it's got to be by a big body of water to feed fish. So hang on, Mike. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. For the love of God. I just was just bringing something up. Don't fire on Ray. Ray is an attorney that follows the law to help our listeners and their parents out to help overcome insurmountable student loan debt. One of my best friends, who I've done his loan for ever, she helped him save, him and his wife, over $225,000 in student loan debt because she followed the law. Now, if you don't like the way the law is written, that Ray had nothing to do with writing the law, then contact your congressman and senator and tell them that you would like the law changed. Okay, but just like Stephen A. Leahy is a bankruptcy attorney, he follows the bankruptcy laws in order to get our listeners out of trouble who can't pay off their debt or had some financial challenges that they need to hit the financial reset button with the Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. Ray's doing the same thing. So don't fire on Ray. She's helped hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners here at WGN overcome their financial challenges with student loan debt to help these families be in a much better position to further their lives and maybe pay off some debt that instead of going to student loan debt, they can pay off some credit card debt and get themselves out of the financial hole. That's it. It's the holidays, folks. Let's not fire on everybody. Just bringing up conversation. I am David Hochberg. It's been great hosting the show. The show is typically on Saturday mornings from 10 until noon, 10 until 1, I'm sorry, due to the Northwestern football game today. We got pushed back, so next weekend we will be on our regular time, which is 10 o'clock. I really appreciate you guys listening. I really appreciate everybody texting. Your texts are great. It's everybody expressing their feelings. It's all great. It's just that there's only so much that we could do about the student loan debt. We're not going to solve it on a radio show here on a Saturday night, but we could have conversations, which I'd love to have more of these conversations with you. But next Saturday is the time to call. If you want to reach me during the week, you could call me at 855-56-DAVID. You could go to WGNDavid.com to download all of our experts' contact information. Download podcasts of previous shows. Send all the experts your email them questions or your comments or your concerns. And I appreciate you listening. Roger Badish is warming up his pipes in the newsroom to bring you up-to-date news, traffic, and weather and sports because he's the best in the business. And Roger, next time I'm on tonight, standing order, Mondo bread with extra chocolate chips and nuts, just the way that I roll. I'm David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Have a great weekend, everybody.